Look the Mishnah. Yeah, look the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Shosha Pekeach. Shnogach Shosha Chesha and Bekotten Chayim. You have a regular person, Zach, that damages, even though the owner of the Shah of the Nizik is a Chesha the Cotton, still you Chayim. Shalchesha the Cotton, Shnogach Shosha Pekeach. If I carried the case with the owner, the Mazik, the owner of the Shah Mazik of the Chesha the Cotton, so then he's potter. As Rashi, Mar Mefarish, they mamid in apotropis latam ligvos migufay. Avo beniske muid mamid in apotropis l'shari sayim im liyaz v'mokam bayilu m'kayim v'ud v'balov. V'amanezik beniske kakar shli sayim. So in other words, there's going to be a discussion, that's going to be the main discussion in this next Amun and Blat. The idea of a chershad v'katan, whose shar is damages, so can you appoint an apotropis to take care of it, so that we should be able to warn the apotropis. So therefore, so it can be get two things. First of all, do you pay now chatzin nezik megufay, which if there's no apotropis, our mission just told us that you don't pay. It's also the gaya lagabe becoming a muid. If the shor gored three times in the possession of apotropis, the shor will become muid, and then you'll be collecting from the character of the assignment. We're not going to discuss exactly who you're going to be collecting from, but that's the issue over here about being maimid of an apotropis for nixi assignment. So Rashi over here says that ema min apotropis likvis tam gufay, that to collect as a tam, that apotropis is not going to help you. Avo beniske muid, my mean apotropis l'shar ha'isayimim liyis b'makam bayil l'kayim v'hud b'balav. So that the apotropis is a din. You need v'hud b'balav. You have to warn the owner that the shar is being negayah. That's what you need hadar three times. Mele, that's the apotropis will function in that role. And mele afterwards you be gaiva hanezik minichzei karak shal yisayimim. Avos says Rashi, Tan the Yosim Megufayu, Vum Etaltalim. Hey, my mean apotropis lekach. My mean perakama. Shabbat Kesem Lamech. Ain't bezin niskalkim. Elam Mechosim. Sheish Bemakrayis. Vokim the Biasmi. So Rashi says the problem with being maimed an apotropis to be gaiva Megufay is because the halach is that you're not gaiva from Etaltalim the Biasmi. That's the problem. You're not gaiva from Etaltalim of kids, yeah. Ain't ben zkalkim the chos yesh b'makrayis of yisaimim. So meila. So the problem is that it's metalplim. Oh, so from here, rather the achrayim are done. The final one being a riot is a shayla. The mezalm declares a shayla. Very negate har sugi over here. The din of an apotropis. When you might have an apotropis for your assignment, right? So is the pshat that the apotropis, that, in other words, who's really chayiv over here? Is the pshat that the apotropis, since he's responsible to watch, so Meir Lebetzem, he's the one that's chayiv? You might end up being gaiv for the assignment because the Gemara's going to talk about that, otherwise you won't want to do it. You'd be able to go collect it eventually from the assignment. But the Shah Be'etzem, who, when you have an apotropis, is the Chiyav Be'etzem on the apotropis? Because they were mind with the apotropis to watch the Shah, if he didn't watch any damage, Be'etzem it's his Chiyav? Or no, Be'etzem it's the assignment's Chiyav. Yeah? Just the assignment apotis. Now you have someone that's watching it for them, so the Shah is that Be'etzem he's like a Shliach of them, it's Be'etzem their Chiyav. So someone being a raya from this Rashi. Rashi says the problem of by Shar Tam, that even with apotropis, you're not going from Yisayimim, is because you're not going from Metaltalim. And since it's Megufay, Shar Tam, you're going from Megufay, it's Metaltalim. Metaltalim, Yasmin, Lai Mishtavi. Ain't been in the Skokin, the Chos Shem, yeah, only Skokin, the Chos Mishesh, the Chrayas. So that's Masha Be'etzem, the Chiv would be. Because once you, if you would be Mayim and Apotropis, that's him, it's the Chiv of the assignment. But still, there's a problem though, but Tom, it's megufay. You can't be goyim from yisayim. You can't be goyim from metal from yisayim. But it sounds all like be'etzem the chiyuv would be for yisayim. Vichadamri time mishum says Rashi. Another reason why you can't make an abatropos to be goyim a chatzin nezek, only to make it into mu'ah and eventually be goyim nezek shalim. Says Rashi, because it's a knas. The machleik is of pal ganis a knasa umemayna. So we're going now. This mission holds that it's knasa. Yasmila b'nei knasa ninu. Yasmila b'nei knasa ninu. Because the ketanim and meila, they're not subject to knas. So the whole palganiska, whole palganiska. That's what does palganiska knasa mean? That's it's a short time. I had no reason to think that it was going to damage. It's a knas, and the Gemara says it's a knas so that you'll watch it better. Okay, but Batsim really you should be potter. So for a gadol is bar knas, but a cotton yasmi ketanim anap bnei knasin inu. So meila, therefore you can't be established for the cotton legabe chati nazir. Bekashali im kain my ligvays megufa din alkat. Because the lashon is emamidin. Apotropis ligvois megufoi. That's lashon of Gemara. We're talking about we can't be ma'amin apotropis ligvois megufoi, meaning for the goof of the shor. So according to this, if this problem is because it's knas and the yisayim elab bnei knasan enu, then that lashon of ligvois megufoi is not nageya. It's not the point. The point is that it's yisayimim and elab bnei knasan, not that you've been goyim megufoi. In fact, the Gemara says ema midim. Apotropos liyisayimim ligvayis megufay. Sound like the problem is that it's metaltalim and metaltliyasmi bezin is not gaiv. Vayil kamam mishmaiz amirim emuah l'man dam etzad tamas mukayim medes ein nigvis mina yisayimim my taima the time mishum kenasa emuah mi have a kenasa halab b'ches kashimer kaimi. This is a very nice chapin Rashi. Says Rashi. I mean, another raya, the problem can't be because it's knas. Because the Gemara on Bay is going to discuss the concept of tzad tam b'mkayim medes, which means that even though it becomes a mu'id, but we deal with half, the chatzin ezek, we deal with it still in terms of a tam. Okay? Tzad tam b'mkayim medes. Yeah? So Gemara says, Lamanda Amar, Tzad Tamus Mukayim Medes. The half of it we deal with as a tam, and only the second half. I mean, half is Megufay. Only the second half is not Megufay. It's a tam plus. Now, every mood Batsim is a tam plus. Okay, so therefore, Tzimaras and Afkamina, well, you won't be going from Misaimim, right? Because Chetz is still tam. Yeah. So, Fragrash Kaval Kasha. If these Rishonim, they must be quoting. They say that's al knas. Hare, at this point, it's not a knas. It's a shor mu'id, yeah? So, you know, you want to say that b'mkayim medes, but the din knas that we have in Pal Ganiska, Yuzicha don't have in the tzad tam b'mkayim medes. Hare, the shor is a goring shor, it's a mu'id, yeah? Yuzicha not a knas, even on the half. In the b'mkayim medes, you go even magufa. You can't say it's a knas. Yeah, it goes three times. The Gaval Kasha, the gorgeous Kasha. Elmaisi, the problem is not Alt Knas, the problem is because Chatzin Ezek Megufay, and you can't be Gaiva Metalpli the Yasm. Right there.
Why does Rashi say Halal Bechaz Shimakangi?
What? Because the Tzad, the Knas, the Tzad that Palgaz Knasa, the Kastam. Stam behema becheskas shimakaimi. Therefore, the person's not going to watch his ox. So we say we impose a chiv knas so that he'll watch his ox. Rashi over here, you don't have that. The basis for knas is that becheskas shimakaimi. That's what Gemara says on the head. What? Say it? Here's not, yeah? The whole basis of knas is becheskas shimur, and therefore people aren't going to watch it. So therefore, we say you're chayiv kanas so that you'll watch it. But over here, it's not b'chesed shimur kaim, it's not kanas. It goes three times, not b'chesed shimur kaim. Vayta. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayta. Shosh chashayit v'katan. Shnogam bezem minam v'chopas, v'minam l'lem v'fnei v'chopas. Fine. Says Rashi, k'sal k'day chashto, v'hayim me'idin, v'hem, d'kamar, l'migvi chatsin ezek talas. Mishnah says, you have a shor v'cheshayit v'katan, you establish an apotropis in order to be able to be gaiva. What are you being gaiva? At first glance, you might say, you're being gaiva, chatsin ezek. Then the Gemara is going to ask Akasha. Because the Reish is safer, because the Reish says that a shor cheshvat cotton is always potter. Mash meaning with an apotropis. So that the Gemara is going to discuss. Because Reish is safer. Lach shleish edus nasamu. Mishan the shalom. Because Reish is safer. Now lach shleish edus. Then nasamu. Mishan the shalom mali. So the Gemara writer, Mishra writes, nispaka chacheresh. The cheresh somehow started hearing again. Nishtafa shaita became pekech. Higdal cotton. Then chazal tamusi the remeir. B'yais yaimer. Harei b'ches kasei. Interesting halacha. Rashi says the kasav rishus mishana. Rishus mishana. Much yotze mishus zem. Nechaz liyad bayam acherim. Harishus mishana is din hadasai. Yirei ashar mur grow three times. Then he sold it. Yeah, so by new, the clock starts again. The three times it starts again, we say it comes back to being a tam because the fact is a shina rishos. Some say as far as because maybe like we had before a Shabbos, the fact that it's you know a change, you know makes the shor act differently. Some say it's only mood for that rishos. Okay, shor itzidin. That's like a shor that's trained in a bullfight. Right? It's trained to gore. This is a shor mu that kills. Chayiv misas nafka when it does it on its own, not when it's trained to gore. Rashi shor it's not that miuchlin the gichos umlam and ois lekach. Like I said, a shor that's being trained for a bullfight. Says Gemara, Aguf Akasha, Amrit, Shor, Shal, Cher, Shad, Vakot, Shanaga, Shor, Shal, Pkech, Potter, Mashma, no matter what, it's Potter, Al, Mei, Mamin, Apotropos, Latam, Likvais, Magufoi. Mishnah says, it's always Potter, meaning, we don't have an option of establishing an Apotropos. Says Rashi, Ei, Mamin, Apotropos, Lashar, Tam, Shal, Cher, Shad, Vakot, Lias, Apotropos, Mimokam, Bailim, Lakaye, Vahud, Bibolov. So in other words, we don't say that there'll be a kiyum of v'hod b'bala, yeah. That will allow you to be gaiva the shor itself. Em seifa shor shachesh ad v'katan shenogach bezin amidim apetropis umidim lehem with neapetropis and the you will be gaiva. So it's a stira al amidim apetropis l'tam l'gvais megufay. Amarava Hakitani Imhuksaku Nagchanim Mamidum Lem Apotropis Umidum Lahem Fnapotropis Mashvinal Humud. So if the shor was Nagech, it was Huksak, meaning it was Nagech three times. So then we got a problem, we have a situation over here. So then we'll be Maimid and Apotropis. That will be made not that the first three times will be Gaiva. We're not gonna be Gaiva Magufai. The whole function of the apotropis is in order that we should warn him so that it'll become a mu'ud. But Badi can't be Gaiva Chatzin Ezek. Like Rashi says, because it's in Taltlim, or the other Svarah, because it's Chnas, but the function of the apotropis will be merely to be established the ox as a Shar Mu'ud. The Chihod de Nogach, Lashal, Maliyah. Hach comes Rashi. Shoshu Chayshu Gotten, Shinok Vichuchzu Benachonim. I mean, Lem apotropis. Okay. Malia. Who are we being gaiva from? Menalia, not from the shor itself. Who are we being gaiva from? The apotropis or the assignment? Malia's apotropis. Now, Liz Apotropos. It's a machaikis. In fact, the Mir Rabbi Yechon Achi, how can you tell me Rabbi Yechon says the gaiva from the Yisayimim? Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Vasi, Ein Nizkakin Lenichse Yisayimim, Elim Kain Ribbis Eichelis Bam. You cannot be gaiva from the Yisayimim only if Ribbis Eichelis Bam. What does that mean? It says Rash. Ein Nizkakin Bez Lenichse Yisayimim, Ligwes Mem Klum. Vafilu Shtar Shekosav Aviyah. Kifarish Taim Mesechaz Erechim. So even if a star is an outstanding debt on the estate, okay, still you can't be gaiva from the assignment. Why? Gemara Erchin says the Yas Milav Bnei Mevin Mitzvah Ninu. So it has to do with the sugya of Pirus Machoiv Mitzvah. The Manamet says Machoikis. Yeah, Gemara Ksubas Peivav. When you gave, does that have to do with shibud? When you gave the karaka, is that because it's a shibud in the karaka? Is your karaka, you have lean in the karaka? Or no, because Pirus Machoiv Mitzvah. Gemara says, if you have shibud, lav deraisa, so Gemara says, why you gave? Shibud is lav deraisa. How can you ever collect money from somebody? So Gemara says, Pirus Machoiv Mitzvah. Rashi Gwadda says over there, and just where's people? What mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah to pay back a chay? Where does he have to pay back a chay? Huh? What? What? That's paying a worker. And Rashi in this week's parasha, last week's parasha, explains to us why is it that we're makbid? Because the pasuk says, "Alechu nahu noises nafsha." He's putting his life out for you. Doesn't say that about a creditor. It says dach about a worker. Okay. Oh, so Rashi says it says hein tzedek, hein shechot tzedek. You gave your word. That's why. That's a Pirus Machoiv Mitzvah. Akvan. That's right. Point is, says the Gemara Erechin, that if I think the Gemara is titling that if you hold it, the reason why I have to pay a chayiv is Pirus Machoiv Mitzvah. So Yasmi is lav b'nei meved mitzvah. Yasmi are not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Meila, that's why we can't be gaiva from the yisayimim to matzayimim tana. Yeah. Elo not their ad godly. You wait until they become gedayim. But mapik lei, then you can be gaiva from them. Okay. Now, the gavi v'hasam meisvina lei kamet yufta sheninu v'shtar sheyesh beribis. The Gemara comes out. There's one exception, and that is v'shtar sheyesh beribis. The Mishtar Sheyesh Beribis is Rashi Shalob Avi Menachri Beribis. Other B'shea Skin, he borrowed money from a Jew. Elmai, from a guy's mother, Ribis. The Chashin, the Hefzit Shalem. So meanwhile, the Ribis is accumulating and they can destroy the whole property. So Meila, then it's Kedai, Pashit, Al Tatsala of the Yisayimim. So Meichrin, Bezdim, Menachseim. Well, Pirinai Sechayim to the guy. In this way, the ribbis won't accumulate. Oy, l'ksubas isha, mishum zayni. Says Rashi, calls man shla yitnu la ksuba. Nizayni is mishalem. The halacha is, amana. Yeah, calls man, she doesn't collect her skuba. She eats in the house of the yisayimim. Meaning she can eat from the estate. That's part of tanai ksuba. But once she gets paid her ksuba, mishayim zos, whatever ksuba is, then she loses the mizaynis. So again, same deal. If the Amon is sitting there pretty and eating, you know, eating all day, the chasm of the assignment, so Meila, it's for their benefit to pay off the ksuba in order that they shouldn't have to be paying a mezain. So similar deal to the ribbis. But other than that, you can't be gaiver from your assignment. Rav Yechon Amar. So I'm sorry. So therefore, how could Rav Yechon over here say that what you collect from where? Once you establish the shor as a muad, you collect from the yisayimim. You can never collect from the yisayimim. Only two exceptions: ribbis and mezainis of the isha, of the mother, the amana. Yeah. So I hear Rav Yechon saying you collect from the lias yisayimim. Okay, says Gemara, no problem. Epoch Rav Yechon from lias apotropis. Rav Chanina Amar, Malias Yisayim. Amarava. Amar Rava. Kasha Tais means that another for a while you're not going from Yisraimim. Rashi said because of Rabbi Meir Mitzvah, Tais discusses the other reason that Lakshash Sarari, the Hainu, that maybe the father really paid. Okay, he gets involved in that other spot. Anyway, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Mishum the Kasha, the Be'echan, the Be'echanon, Mashas Leila, Be'ezer, Rav Chanina, Taya. Well, you got a problem, Rav Be'echanon. So, you know, Rav Be'echanon is saying a funny thing. Okay, so we switch, we throw it on Rav Chanina, and make him say something stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah, but Rav Be'ezer, Rav Chanina, Dainu, Menochas Umkadina. He's a Dain, and he's Yair, the Oymik of the Halacha. It doesn't make sense that he'll say that he collected an assignment. But come and discuss the assignment. Actually, we never say that. So just because you have a problem with Yechon, you want to throw it on Rav Chanina. El Oylem like Tepuch. Oh. Umazik Shaini. Rav Yechon Omar, Malias Yisayimim. Yamrit Malias Apachopis. Vimani. Veloy Avdi. So if we're going to collect from the apotropis, so Rashi says, the apotropis. No one is going to want to be an apotropis for the Yisraimim if it's going to end up costing their money. They're doing a favor, they're watching the cow. So you tell me if it goes three times, and also you can start collecting from him, Zaygazun Shtarak, I'm out of here. Yeah? Therefore, so that's the Kana. So even Mazik is different. It's not just your money; you damage someone. So therefore, the Chazal said you could collect, and you don't collect from the apotropis because they wouldn't do the job otherwise. Says and Rashi says no, Malia's apotropis. Rashi says Shloi Shamer Karoi. So Bamison, right? Why do you go to the apotropis? Because Amaisa. The apotropis is Shtikol Shuldik over here. He's responsible. He didn't watch it. He's supposed to be a shame. He didn't watch. Therefore, we could go and collect it from him. But, Mechayzer and Ephraim, Emanei Yisayimim, L'chigadli. So, in other words, the Chayiv doesn't remain by them. But in the meantime, they have to pay. Like, you can't collect it from the Yisayimim. Right? According to Reis Ochayimim. Elamai. But when the same get older, then you'll collect from them. Niloi mani labdi. So now that we still have that svara of mani labdi, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's a svara why right away we collected from the same. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, as long as they know that eventually they'll get it, that's enough. So this Gemara has got an interesting Gemara, a very important Gemara, that there's a big halacha that's taken out of this Gemara, and that is there's a Gos Ashri in Chayvel brings this Gemara. So let's say you have a cotton that damaged when he was young. When he was a cotton. Could be, yeah, I'm sure, you know. Hit a ball through someone's dining room window. Yeah. Which, just time, like, people think that the father has to pay. Right? Farish Mishnah like that. Yeah. Yeah. Mara says, Ish of a cotton, Pigyos and Ra. Hem Shechov Bacherim is Potter, Achem Shechov Bahem is Chay. Okay? So the Farish Mishnah, that when you hit that ball through your neighbor's window, and he came screaming at your father, he made you pay. It's not klocha. Maybe all neighborly relationships. Maybe you should pay. Whatever. But I'll pay his papa. But anyway, let's say a cotton damage when he was a cotton, and then he grew up. Does he have to pay or not? Yeah. Says the guy's Hashmi. Yeah. That he says Rashi says it later in Hagayzel. Remember the story. Where it says Kafei Rafram. Ravashi, Shesarav Shtarach Averoi Bialdusai. Ravashi, when he was a kid, he burned someone's star, and Sarav Shtarach Averoi, it was done dinner in the Garmi. Yeah, I don't know if We have this Grama Garmi. Yeah, so Mela, Raphram forced Rav Ashi to pay when he was a gadol, because when as a kid he burned so much stuff. I guess, you know, kids will be kids, huh? Anyway, so we see that what? That it's Pelda Galacha, yeah? The Pelda Galacha. It means right from our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Rabbi Yisrael says, you pay, you take it from the apotropis, the chayzer and fnayim, and the fnayim, he asks me, the chigadli. Koshke and heche, the ask in Avshayu. Yeah? Says the Gosh Ashri. Miss Kamari said, a tremendous halacha. You know, he was a cotton, Betsy was potter, still in his gold, he has to pay. Maybe Rabban, whatever. Yeah, it's called the halacha. Maisa, yeah. Maisa, it's not so pashit, because we would say the only reason why you're doing it is because Mamani, Rashi says, right? Why do you go recollect it from the assignment? The loy, Mamani le Abdi. So it sounds like the Etzem, the Apotropos should be paying over here. Like Rashi said before, Mali's Apotropos. Why did Chathkila take it from the Apotropos? Shloy Shamreo Geroi. That's in the Rashi's Mashma, the Apotropos is Chayiv over here. Right? He's the one that didn't watch it. So he's Chayiv. Yeah? Elamai, no one's going to want to be an Apotropos, so we'll go for the kids. So if that's true, so you cannot bring a Raya. So Adrabba, you see that Etzem Mikra Din, it's only Takana. Right? It's only Takana, I'll stop Apotropos. So male fees have a cutting damage. The Chayiv in this Gemara there's no Raya. In this Gemara there's no Raya.
If you hold the Yisomim are the one that are high,
though,
really, the
Hoshavas
is paying for them,
then
that one tells the work.
And a Konami. Well, like that, then maybe it's a right. So that's kind of how the Gosh Hashi holds. Alright, I'll stop.